suddenly want to hang out with a couple of 25-year-olds.
We were just 25. I mean, we weren't, but, you know.
We're the boring couple with a baby. What have you guys been doing?
We met this interesting couple.
You came!
He's a young documentarian, and she makes ice cream.
How old are they? 25, 20.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film While We're Young.
I like writer-director Noah Baumbach's style, and if you don't know about him, you should. He's been Oscar-nominated for his screenplay for 2005's The Squid and the Whale, and he possesses a keen ear for the way New Yorkers talk and think and a remarkable instinct for casting characters. This is the second time he's utilized Ben Stiller after 2010's wonderful Greenberg, and Mr. Stiller hits a home run here in his role as a creatively stuck 40-something documentary filmmaker named Josh. When he meets 20-something hipster Jamie, played by Adam Driver, While We're Young really takes off. When Josh and his wife Cornelia portray by the superb Naomi Watts, begin hanging out with Jamie and his young girlfriend, their settled, unexciting lives adopt a youthfulness that they haven't felt in years, much to the dismay of their long-married contemporaries. But when the lively, super-cool Jamie suddenly is caught being less altruistic than he first appeared, trouble brews, and Josh's newfound vigor is threatened by some startling revelations. With a wry turn by the legendary Charles Grodin as Josh's father-in-law, While We're Young finds Mr. Baumbach once again in top form. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And don't forget, you can read all of Mark's long-form reviews when you check out his great website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. You have a big job interview coming up. What do? You want to look your best. So you go, you get a fancy haircut, and then it's time to get out your Sunday best, even though the interview is on a Thursday, but that doesn't matter. You want to look your best, so you want to dress fine. Well, did you ever realize that the color makes a big, big difference? Sure it does. You don't want to wear those polka dots. Anyway, making a good first impression on your interviewer is vital. Your ability to dress the part can determine your fate. One thing job hunters don't always pay attention to is their clothing color choice. There are certain colors that can give you an edge, as well as colors that can get you shown the door. The job you're applying for likely has hundreds of people vying for the same spot, so whether you like it or not, you'll have to put up a fight. Something as simple as clothing color choice could help or hurt your chance of moving to the next round of hiring. You can always add a splash of color, but keep it simple. For the most part, you want your skills and experience to speak for themselves. Your personality should electrify, not your suit. This is according to Monster Career expert Vicky Salemi. So there are three colors that could give you a fighting chance and help you crush the competition when it comes to landing that big job. The first color, gray. Really? You'll be sure to dominate the competition and have your interviewer submit to your witty ways. Don't be surprised if you get a call back. The hiring team will be left wanting for more. In a survey conducted by Harris Interactive for Career Builder, employers said they associated the color gray with someone who was analytical and logical. Really? Isn't gray boring? Don't you want to stand out from the crowd? Maybe not. Maybe they just want some boring, drab person they know they can push around and tell them to do whatever they want them to do for the next 5 years. I don't know. The next color you should always wear during a job interview, blue. You'll demonstrate team spirit and flaunt your superhuman ability to get along with annoying coworkers when you wear blue. Most employers in the Career Builder survey, 23%, associated the color blue with being a team player. It's important to stick to certain colors because you're making a serious impression on a company. You are your brand. Your interview suit is part of the message you're sending, that you're serious about the job, and you look the part, again, according to Salemi. While blue is a winning color, avoid extremes. That means no neon blue and no powder blue. Most hiring managers agree that navy is the way to go. See, they just want you to conform. Like that Seinfeld episode, if you're with us, you'll eat the food or whatever, even though you're wearing the crazy suit that makes noises. Remember that episode? I don't either. Anyway, the other color that you need to wear when you go for a job interview, black. This power color shows you mean business and get the job done. Employers tend to associate the color black with leadership. Salemi says you can't go wrong with this basic color. Just stay away from tight black leather. You can save that for the weekend. Yeah, go in as just like a leather queen. Show them you mean business. Get dressed to the nines. You got the big heels and you're wearing leather, but it's all black and you'll get that job. Of course you will. So black, blue, and gray. no personality, you mean business, and you are going to blend in with the other millions of people that are climbing out of the trains every day and trudging up the avenues and then on the elevator into their office and sit at the desk for the next 20 years. They want no personality, folks. See, when you work in an industry such as this, you have to have personality or you can't do the job. But when you're out there in corporate America, the last thing they want is you and your individualism and your personality. They want to know that you're going to be there at their beck and call every minute of every day, and your clothing will say, I am here, hire me, I am yours. Wow. So go dress boring, folks, and realize that American dream. Stay with us. Actor Bo Bridges is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Don't think about success so much. So says Oliver Berkman in his book, The Antidote, Happiness for People Who Can't Stand Positive Thinking.
Instead, be happy with failures. He points to Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. She once described herself as the biggest failure she knew.
Divorced, jobless, this single mom said she was as poor as it is possible to be without being homeless.
She felt free after surviving absolute failure. She gained an inner security, which she values as much as all her success.
She believes that rock bottom is a solid foundation on which to rebuild your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Commonly found brands of earplugs, which protect motorcyclists from harsh highway sounds, are available in a wide variety of shapes, sizes, and asking price. When it comes to earplugs, expensive does not always mean better. A set of fancy ones could leave you with an ear infection.
Come with me if you want to live.
Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some earplugs may be designed to deeply penetrate the ear canal. Deep penetration is not always good. A deep-seated set of noise killers can actually force crud far back into the eardrum, making your ears look like something you worked on in the lab in Biology 101.
Yeah?
When seeking earplugs, choose your protection with care. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.